Welcome to The Good Stuff here on your local radio station. Glad that you tuned in and listening to local radio such as WNAX 570 Yankton, South Dakota. Mike and Kim Burge along with you and reminding you since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Much of the growth and success of Tri-State Livestock News is due to the long-term support from the publication's stockman and agribusiness customer base. It's the Tri-State Livestock News. It is what ranchers read.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday, and let me tell you, it may not be enough time. You can also make an appointment. They have more than 25 vendors offering a huge selection of antiques and vintage treasures and collectibles and decorating items. But don't forget, even if you've been there once, you got to go back because the inventory is always changing. Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota. Check it out.
I know that Father's Day is coming up on the 19th, and Kim, I wanted to share a couple of stories. These are some pretty good ones about cowboys, so start off with a little humor for you. And this
Perfect.
One, this is called The Attack. An army fort in the Wild West is about to be attacked by renegades. The captain sends for his trustiest Indian scout. Use all of your tracking skills to estimate the sort of war party that we're up against, orders the captain. The scout lays down, put his ear to the ground. Big war party, he says. 100 braves in war paint, 2 chiefs, 1 in a black horse, 1 on a white mare, also a medicine man with a slight limp. Goodness gracious, exclaims the captain. You can tell all that just by listening to the ground? No, sir, replied the scout. I'm looking under the gate.
Ha-ha.
A little late on the laugh.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, a couple more of those for you today.
Okay.
A cowboy rides into town in the Wild West and shoots an artist. The sheriff asks him, why did you do that? And the cowboy says, I thought he was about to draw.
Ha ha. Actually, that is funny.
That is funny.
Yeah,
one more
funny.
Of those.
Okay.
I believe a lot of conflict in the Wild West could have been avoided completely if cowboy town planners had just made their towns big enough for everyone.
Isn't that funny? I think that's so funny.
Okay.
This town isn't big enough for both of us.
That's right. What do you have for us today?
I just never thought it all went back to the city planners. It's a big responsibility. I've got some Father's Day stories because I think that's perfect. First in Flight is what this one is called. The little Cessna had just cleared the pattern in its climb to 1,500 feet when my father said, okay, we can land now. With my newly minted private pilot's license in hand, I had wanted him to be my first non-instructor passenger. I'd planned to circle the Michigan State University campus and come back to the university-owned airport. I reminded him of this, and I'll never forget what Dad said more than 40 years ago. I'm not fond of small planes. I just wanted you to know that I have confidence in you. Kay Lockridge sent that in, and happily for Father, that flight didn't include a rescue mission.
There you go.
Well, isn't that cool,
that's
though?
Good. Good, yeah. Confidence. Good one for Father's Day.
Yeah, but he essentially just wanted to go up and come back down.
All right. Well, that's good to share. What else do we have today?
Well, back to Father's Day, Mike.
Sure.
Here's this one that I liked. I sat in my dad's living room reading one night while he watched television. An hour passed before I realized it, and I felt bad for not speaking during that time. I asked if he was okay, and he said yes. Then I apologized for not talking more. Carmen, Dad replied, talking is like ketchup. If you like the meat enough, you don't need the ketchup. And if you like the company enough, you don't need the conversation. My dad never earned a college degree, but he was the smartest person I ever knew. That's from Carmen Mariano. And honoring our fathers on Father's Day, here's another one. Linda, look at the map! My father slammed on the brakes, glaring at my mom. He didn't believe in excessive planning, and so each summer we embarked on a spontaneous family road trip that didn't always go smoothly. There were lots of late-night panics to find hotels, stop to ask for directions, and elevated tempers. One night, we picked up a hitchhiker somewhere in Kentucky. As we blasted the radio and my dad bought us all ice cream, the hitchhiker told me he'd give his life to have what I had. Rachel O'Connor sent that.
Thanks for sharing those stories coming up on Father's Day this weekend. And thank you, everybody out there, for tuning in to your local radio station again. Please send your contributions to Share on the Good Stuff to kimhburge@gmail.com. And be sure to listen again to this station for another edition of The Good Stuff.